don't nobody want you, nobody love you. I sat up in a bar one night on a Sunday night. I sat there on 12th and Pingree in Detroit. Cognac and coke in my hand, playing my jazz. Somebody walked into the bar and put some money in the jukebox. And it was Sam's Cooke record. And it said, everybody say amen. Everybody say amen. And I'm sitting there, I said, wait a minute. That's church music. Why are they playing and dancing in the bar off of church music? And I began to think about my Sunday school classes and think about the purity class at Mother Whitehead. And think about all of the teaching of Bishop John Seth Bale. And here I am sitting up in a bar. While I was sitting there, the tears came to my eyes. And I got up off the bar stool on a Sunday night and I went to the church. When I got to church, I sat in the back like I used to do so I could easily get out before somebody messed with me or somebody asked me any question. I went in the back of the church and sat down. And while I was sitting there, the preacher got up, Elder James McCarty, and threw out his hands like never before and said, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Tears began to fall down my face and I said, Jesus, are you talking to me? And the Lord said, come. I said, but Lord, I've done so much wrong. He said, come. I said, Lord, I even got alcohol on my breath. He said, come. Hallelujah. I stood up, and when I stood up, the tears began to flow from my eyes and I felt the presence of God all around me. But I stood there. Devil said, you gonna mess up the service. I said, you messed up my life. I ought to be able to mess up one service. I stepped out in the aisle, began to come down the aisle talking to Jesus. I've got a true testimony today. On my way down that aisle, I actually felt the weight of sin when it fell off of my shoulders. Hallelujah.